I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, he joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Ryan, thanks for coming on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Sparky. How you doing?
Doing good. Okay, so let's get updated on the injury situation for a lot of these guys to this point. So, David Bakhtiari, where do we sit now? When's the most likeliest we'll see him in a game?
First of all, it's incredible how much injury situation there is to get to. This has not been the case at any point under Matt LaFleur.
Feels like a McCarthy coach team.
I had that feeling sitting in the press conference Monday, like this is deja vu. It's been a minute, but this is deja vu. They've really taken a hit. David Bakhtiari's good news. David Bakhtiari is expected to practice this week for the first time since tearing his ACL on New Year's Eve. He had surgery somewhere around January 7th, so they're over 10 months now since surgery. That puts him over the usual standard that medically that this Packers staff uses to return players to the field after that reconstructive knee surgery. The way it works, he can practice now. PUP, you can't practice the first 6 weeks. So this is obviously week 7. He can practice now. They'll have 3 weeks then to activate him from PUP within that window when he starts practicing. So I would be shocked if David Bakhtiari played this week. I don't see it happening in Washington. But maybe if he has a good week of practice, maybe next week on a short week, but it's not a short week for David Bakhtiari. It's actually been a very, very, very long layoff for him. Maybe he comes back against Arizona. That'd be big because this team's about to get into the teeth of its schedule after Washington. You want as many of the top of the roster guys as you can get against Arizona, Kansas City. That would be big.
Okay, so Jair Alexander is another one, waiting to see if they're going to have season-ending surgery on Jair Alexander. Where's that at?
They cannot rule out 100% that Jair Alexander will not have shoulder surgery. I asked Matt LaFleur yesterday, is there a window when this has to be decided? He said, yeah, there is. He didn't know exactly what the window was, said that would obviously be a better question for the trainers. But as of right now, Matt LaFleur did say that Jair Alexander is healing nicely, but they can't rule out that he's going to have surgery. And if he has surgery on that shoulder, that's most likely his season. So obviously that's why they're being very patient and trying to put off that decision as long as possible, because this team needs Jair Alexander. There's no question about it. The path to the Super Bowl becomes much, much exponentially more difficult without Jair Alexander.
Okay, so no Jair Alexander for Arizona. We can pretty much assume that next week. Washington, I don't really care about. But Arizona is the game that we're all looking at next Thursday. So no Jair Alexander there. What do we think about Kevin King and Preston Smith possibly playing in that game? Because Zadarius, he's not going to play either. So those are the other two guys we care about.
Yeah, Preston Smith, I don't know. It's so hard to tell with obliques. And yep. we just we got to, if he doesn't practice this week, that's a bad sign. You know, the thing with Preston Smith, he's never missed a game. He is Mr. Iron Man at that position. He's played in all 102 since being a second-round pick by Washington in 2015. There would be some irony there if his first missed game was against his former team. That has to be a possibility. It's certainly plausible that Preston Smith is not going to be able to play this week because obliques are very tricky. We just don't know. And we're not going to speculate. We don't know. Kevin King, I asked Matt LaFleur yesterday if his shoulder injury is something that would necessitate a trip to IR, which would be short-term, three games that he would miss. He's already missed one, and he said that it would. The thing to keep in mind, even if it doesn't mean that Kevin King's not going to miss three games, but if you're on IR, you can't practice until you're off IR. And earlier this season, Elgton Jenkins missed three games with the ankle injury, but he was able to return for game four having 2 weeks of practice because he was not on IR. And having that in that third week, that week of practice, springboarded Elgton Jenkins being able to play last week against the Bears. Could be one of those type of situations with Kevin King where maybe he does miss three games, but he's able to practice, and doing that, he'd be able to return sooner.
Mm. Right, Leroy Butler. I want to get to Jenkins did come back, speaking of injuries. I really want to drill down on this power running game because it looks amazing. And I was one play in particular was A.J. Dillon's long run. The way they put DeGuara in, he pulled, and the influence. They had a free guy there, Jackson. He was unblocked, but that the influence kind of confused him in a way. And Aaron kind of drilled down on the offensive line coach, the coordinator. These guys said, this is how we're going to run this. They saw something, I guess, what the Bears were doing. I'm sure it was just the 2-9 techniques, 52 and 94, just going up the field all the time, pass rushing. They can just cut inside of them. So what'd you think about that, the two running backs, 1-2 punch?
Well, first of all, Leroy, let me ask you, because you've seen a little bit more football than me, obviously. When's the last time you saw a running back that size of A.J. Dillon make a cut like that in the hole? Because I've never seen it. Surely you've seen it at some point, but it was jarring. To see that cut that he made,
and you make a fantastic point, because I was glad he didn't try to run him over, because that's what, because he had been doing that, and I'm like, you don't play. Remember Jamal Anderson with the Dirty Birds? He played. He had over 350 carries. He kept trying to run people over. It cut his season. I mean, his career down. When you got a guy in the field, use those good feet, and that seeing that. On film, because we knew Aaron Jones could do it, but a guy like him could do it with that kind of power, I think is exceptional. It really adds another layer to what your offense can do, because there's always going to be a free guy, but we wanted it to be the free safety, and that's what he did.
I'm telling you, that was the most eye-popping play made all day.
Agreed.
For me. And I've seen the run on video, on film. It doesn't do it justice. As to seeing it in person, like it looked borderline impossible to see a back that's 250 pounds make a cut like that. I haven't seen that, and that's before he makes Tayshaun Gibson miss in the open field and just runs out of that tackle. I mean, it was
exactly
you get an idea why this guy was a second round pick, because to have that size and that type of athleticism and speed and burst and acceleration, explosiveness, you don't see it. You just don't see it. It bodes well for things to come. As far as the 1-2 punch, three straight games where Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon have combined for 129 yards minimum. It's not even cold yet. They don't even have their full offensive line yet. This is the backbone of this offense, that an offense that has an MVP quarterback, an offense that has the best receiver in football, hands down. The backbone is the running game, and it should only get better. I think, you know, speaking of the offensive line, speaking of injuries, Josh Myers, he drops out with the knee injury the opening drive. And now you're looking at a situation where Josh Myers might be out longer than David Bakhtiari. David Bakhtiari might return to left tackle before Josh Myers returns to center. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that does happen, if Elgton Jenkins has been filling in at left tackle, then slides into center. And you keep John Runyon at left guard. And instead of returning Elgton Jenkins to left guard like everyone thought, he might have to spell Josh Myers at center, which center is – there's people that still believe Elgton Jenkins played his final 2 years at Mississippi State at center, that that might still be his best position, even though he was a Pro Bowler at left guard. So yeah, I think that those machinations on the offensive line, they're very fascinating. I think it's going to continue that way.
Didn't Patrick play pretty good in that game against the Bears when he came in?
He did, but he's not a center. He played fine. He played better than fine when you consider the fact that Lucas Patrick had exactly zero first-team reps with the starting offense. That's pretty hard. I mean, what he did was just kind of a little bit of walking on water for Lucas Patrick last week. But Lucas Patrick and John Runyon's been starting every game at left guard.
Yes.
You don't have to move him. And Elgton Jenkins, center's an extremely important position, right? Elgton Jenkins might be his best of the five. You move him to center, you have less movement. You have David Bakhtiari coming at left tackle. I'm not saying it's happening. I just think it's something that the Packers are going to consider. I think that'd be very interesting because all this time we were thinking David Bakhtiari returns, Elgton Jenkins back to left guard. It might not be that way.
Yeah.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packer beat writer here on the Wendy's Big Show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood.
I'm going to give this secondary some space to work it out. I looked at the touchdown to Mooney. It was some confusion there. But listen, I mean, it's hard for me to expect a guy like Robin. Jalen Smith and Douglas and these guys, they just got here. And they're thrown out there, Garvin, Black, some of these guys. So it may take time to work this through. That's why I'm not looking past the Washington game, because you're going to need that game not as a tune-up, but a guy get more experience in playing. You'll see Jalen Smith playing now, because I can understand what he's thinking, that I can't pull the trigger because I don't know where to go. Once I figure out where to go, I can pull the trigger. Now you can go back to because I remember Douglas coming out. I thought he was a safety because he was so big. I said, I got maybe a good safety. So I'm not overly surprised they had some breakdowns. One time they left Allen Robinson wide open in the middle, and Fields just didn't see him. So that's what
Kenny
I expect
Clark
from these guys.
From happening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Kenny Clark.
Yeah, no, I was watching that play, and I'm like, man, good thing Kenny Clark was there, because he was up in his grill, right? And
he just
couldn't see downfield. If not for Kenny Clark, that's seven. That's an easy seven. Look, let's just call it what it is. At some point, you've gone through so many injuries that it makes a difference in the product on the field.
Exactly.
All right? So Jaire Alexander, obviously, he's in his own stratosphere, but I think that Packers fans, maybe begrudgingly, I'm not expecting the majority of Packers fans to maybe even acknowledge this, but I think that Packers fans finally saw what I've always said. They've always, many of them have yelled at me for this. Kevin King is not a bad corner. He's not a great corner, but he's your average NFL starting cornerback, and there is a massive gap between average NFL starting cornerback and not an average NFL starting quarterback, a journeyman corner. And that's what they have on the roster behind Eric Stokes and Kevin King, is a lot of journeymen, a lot of vets that have just been around the league, and there's a reason for that, right?
Yep.
You saw that son. Everyone knows Jaire Alexander's injury is huge, but Kevin King's is really significant too, because the gap is it's just so wide. The guy can cover. Does he have breakdowns? Did the NFC Championship game happen? Yes. It did. It's on film. It existed. Yeah. But over the majority of his career, he has been quite solid, and it is hard to find solid cornerbacks in this league. So
that's a fact.
Look, I think that as long as he's out, you're without your two top veteran corners. Eric Stokes has been very, very good as a rookie, but at some point, there's a lot of pressure that the injuries are putting on that secondary.
Ryan Wood, the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. We'll talk to you next time on Thursday.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood, Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.